Blog Talk Radio.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring a healing power.
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Lord, I wanna know you better than I know. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Lord, I want to know you better than I know myself. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Lord, I wanna know.
This is my letter to
you. Better than I know.
Please, Lord,
teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Lord, I want to know you.
Lord, I wanna know.
Better.
Better than I know.
Teach me, Lord,
teach me, Lord, to know your way.
Lord, I want to know you.
Lord, I want to know you.
Better.
Better than I know.
Teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Ah,
Lord, I want to know you.
Lord, I want to know you.
Better than I know.
Better than I know me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord,
to know your way. Of the bride of the swan, so that I can see you clearly.
Oh, 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 oh. Teach me, Lord, to know your way.
Strip me of the color,
strip me of the pride of the swan,
so that I can,
so that I can see you clearly.
Oh, my heart cries.
Teach me, Lord, to know your way.
Hey.
throw and I will come. Keep on calling, calling I will answer. Keep on throwing I will come. Lord, I want to know better than I know how to move fast and free. Teach me, Lord, to know your will, to know your truth. Lord, I wanna know you better than I know. Teach me, Lord, to know your will, to know your truth.
We've been hearing things all around the world. We hear things, preachers, and things all around the world. But we want to hear you. We want to have an experiential knowledge of you, Jesus.
So keep on drawing me till I come for
you.
Keep on drawing me till I come for you. Till I show forth the light that is inside of me. Keep on drawing.
Ministries, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace to you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. Hallelujah. To all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, Psalm 145. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, we worship you. Father, we glorify your holy name. Lord, you are awesome. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be honored. Oh, my almighty God. We bless your name. Almighty God, we praise your name. Almighty God, we worship you. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Fall fresh on us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Move in our midst this morning. Move in our midst this day. Move in our midst every second, every minute, every hour. Holy Ghost, we cannot make it without you. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. We need you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living God, hover over every part of our lives. Let there be light. Father, in the dark areas, let the light shine. In the empty areas of our lives, fill it up. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, organize our lives according to your will, plan, and purpose. Holy Spirit, let our lives take on purpose in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and we ask you to guide us. Holy Spirit, teach us. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. We decrease and you increase. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives, in every area of our lives. Holy Ghost, take preeminence. Our lives are not our own. They are yours, Lord. So Holy Ghost, help us to live lives that are worthy. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, teach us, lead us, guide us. Holy Spirit, even when we fall unintentionally, bring us into conviction so that we can repent. Father, you are a merciful God. You are a gracious God. Oh, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, 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 mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, oh God. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. O God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Father God, according to your word in Job 1, verse 4, you said, and his sons, Job's sons, feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent a call for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job said, and sanctified them. Lord, sanctify our children. Job sent and sanctify them. Lord, sanctify our children. Sanctify our grandchildren. The Bible tells us that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. And so, Father, we come to thy throne of grace. And, Lord, we present our children, our grandchildren to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, O God, to be merciful unto them. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive our children, forgive our grandchildren, forgive the seed of our seed. Some have great grain, O God. Forgive them of sin, of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, forgive them for all that is done that are not pleasing to you. O God, bring down your mercy upon them, O God. Bring down your mercy upon our spouses, O God. Bring down your mercy upon our siblings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bring down your mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bring down your mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Mercy for the members of our AM that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministers. Mercy for those that are right here this morning. Those that will come in at another time and their families, oh God. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon me, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak our children, our grandchildren, our great-grand in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak everything in our homes in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, oh God. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus. We soak our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, give us strength, oh God. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong in our weakness. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with your truth. We put the armor on each and every one of us, including our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our spouses, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you, Lord, to release your fresh oil and anointing for this day. We ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to lead us and guide us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we silence the voice of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every monitoring spirit, monitoring our lives, monitoring our destinies. We come against them in the name of Jesus. We release the arrow of God to destroy everything that they're using to monitor our lives and our destinies in the name of Jesus. Whatever devices, whatever system they're using, oh God, destroy it, oh God, through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Father God, make us invisible, oh God, to the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we hide in the secret place of the Most High God. We hide under the shadow of your wings, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you are our shelter in the times of storms. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our redeemer. I know my redeemer. Live. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. This morning, hallelujah, Lord, those that are right here this morning, I pray for their churches, oh God, their individual churches, the pastors, the leaders of their churches. I don't know, the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me, pray for those that are right here this morning. I don't know how many of you are here this morning, but the Lord said to pray for your pastors and their families. So those that are here this morning, I don't need to know the name of your pastor. I don't know the name of your church, but I have to do the will of God. So pray for your pastor. And so I'm going to go into prayer, and I want you to pray along with me. In the name of God, I lift up each church, each ministry here this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, I lift up the pastors, the wives and their families, or the husbands and their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I ask you to intervene in their churches in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for the wave of revival to hit the churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, take the pastors from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, give the pastors and the leaders of these ministries a fresh revelation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, these pastors and leaders have been crying out to you in prayer. You know what they stand in need of, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you know their individual requests. And so, God, I pray that you will hear their prayer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said, call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things, oh God. So, Father, we pray for them as they call upon you, oh God. Show them great and mighty things, oh God. Father God, we pray for the spirit of humility. In the name of Jesus, for yes, every pastor, every leader, including myself, help us to walk in your spirit of humility. Help us to have compassion. compassion like you have compassion, O God. Help us most importantly to love, O God. Love God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, O God. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Let the congregants, let those that are in our ministry see the hand of God upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, some of these pastors lack finances. And Lord, I call for finances from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I call for the holy angels of God to go to the north, the south, the east, and west and release finances into these ministries in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that their work can be done in the name of Jesus. For your will to be done, for your purpose to be done, in the name of Jesus, help these leaders and pastors, oh God, oh, in these churches to raise up leadership, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh, and to train leadership in the name of Jesus. Father God, let Jesus be that example. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let ourselves, decrease and let Christ take over. Let Christ be an example for every pastor, every leader, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, those pastors and leaders that are sick, I ask you, oh God, to touch them. In the name of Jesus, so Father God, release your healing grace. In the name of Jesus, heal them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We speak to every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in these pastors and their wives and their husband's body, and we speak healing right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Heal them, O God. Heal them. Touch them, O God. Whatever part of their bodies that are sick, O God, where they need your healing touch, touch their ears, O God, that it will hear more from you, their inner ears, so, O God, so hear what you're speaking, O God. Those that are dull from hearing your voice, touch the inner ear, O God, the inner ear so that they can hear from you. Touch their hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen our pastors, strengthen their families, strengthen their wives, strengthen their children, strengthen their congregants, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let them continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness, O God. Give them a clearer vision, O God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the eyes. Heal the eyes, O God. Let there be light. Heal the eyes, O God. Touch the eyes. Oh, God, we pray for a 20/20 vision, oh, God. Right now, there's no barriers to your healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray for spiritual healing of the eyes, oh, God, that it will see a clearer vision, oh, God. We pray for physical healing of the eyes, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, healing, take that film off the eyes, oh, God. Let the eyes be 20/20 vision, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus to flush the eyes. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus to flush the eyes, O God. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus to flush the eyes. Flush the nerve endings in the eyes, O God. Let the eyes come into perfection the way you created it to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak healing. thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to the physical body, healing, oh God, to the inner ear, oh God. Lord, some of these vessels are weary. Some of them are tired, oh God. But we ask you to strengthen them, oh God. Strengthen the vessels, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, oh God. Let your strength be made perfect in their weakness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen their ministries, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let your strength be made perfect in the name of Jesus. Take them from faith to faith, those that are discouraged, oh God. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will encourage them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those that sometimes they want to give up, but Lord, do not let them give up. Let them continue to look at looking at you, God. Father God, that you have, whatever you bring them, so you will bring them through, oh God. We release the anointing to finish every assignment. The anointing to finish the assignments in the name of Jesus. The anointing, oh God, to finish the grace, oh God. Abundant grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, any hindrances that has come in their ministries, in their homes, in the name of Jesus, remove those hindrances in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the children. In the name of Jesus, that you would touch the children and bless their families and bless their grandchildren, oh God. You know these pastors individually. You said, pray. And Lord, I pray for the pastors. I pray for their churches. I pray for their ministries. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, including our ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, I thank you for the revival is coming. I thank you for redeeming the time. I thank you for canceling every assignment of the enemy against these ministries, against these pastors and churches. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we superimpose who the counsel of God shall stand in the name of Jesus. So Father God, we thank you for the ministers. We thank you for the pastors, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the apostles. We thank you, oh God, for those that are in leadership, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and Father God, we pray for those who have rebelled against you, that when they call upon you, you said you will forgive and cleanse them of all unrighteousness. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. You give us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chances. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. So, Father, this day I release the blood of Jesus. Let this day be a new day for every pastor. This day be a new day for the birthing of gifts and talents. Let the vision become clearer. Let the audience, we pray for praise report, oh God, because you said pray for these pastors. Pray, Lord. And I've done it, oh God. And help the congregants to be of greater support. Help the congregants to pray. Help the members to pray for the leadership, oh God. Put it in their heart to pray for the leadership, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you. You said in your word in Psalm 103, verse 7. Psalm 103, verse 7, we're just going to pray, hallelujah. They said it. He made known, God made his new way known to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. Father, make your way known to us, oh God. Make your ways known to pastors, leaders, apostles. Make your way known, oh God. In the name of Jesus, take them deeper. Let them hunger. Let us hunger and thirst after you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. So, Father, we seek you first, oh God, every best, oh God, that desire, that hunger and thirst. We thirst for you. We hunger and thirst for you. We want to know your ways, like Moses said. Oh, Moses knew your ways. As leaders, we should know your ways. Oh, God, as sons and daughters, we should know your ways. We should know your ways. Lord, help us to know you more. Lord, I want to know you more and more and more and more and more. Oh, I want to know you, Jesus. Lord, let me know your ways. According to Exodus 33:13, now indeed I have found favor in your sight. Lord, let me know your ways. Pray, pray. Lord, let me know your ways. Pray. Lord, this is your prayer. Hallelujah. For this season. Lord, I want to know your ways. I want to know your ways. Let me know your ways. Take me deeper into the realms of your way. I want to know you better. I want to know you. Be like Moses. I want to know you better. That I may know you. When you get to know God better, you have favor in his sight. Knowing him releases a realm of favor. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to know you more and more. More and more, Lord, I want to know you. Hallelujah. I hunger and thirst after you, Lord. I cannot go without you. I need to know you. So, Father, even as we pray for all the leadership and pastors and the congregation and the sons and daughters, let them know you more and more. For God, in the name of Jesus, know your ways. Your ways, oh God. Make a way. He made known his ways to Moses. Father, I hope it's your prayer this morning. Lord, make your ways known to me. Your ways known to me, oh God. If you're here this morning, that should be a prayer. You are a son and daughter. Lord, make your ways known to me. Make your ways known to me, Lord. It is not about an act. It's about your ways, oh God. Many people go after acts. But I want to know you more and more and the power of your resurrection. Make your ways known to me, Almighty God. Make your ways known to me. Make your ways known to me. For God, only a mother, you made his ways known to Moses. Ways known to me. That I may know you. That I may know you. Know you more and more. In the name of Jesus. That I may know you, that I may know you, that I may know you. Make your ways known to me. In the name of Jesus. I want to know Christ. Hallelujah. I want to know you more and more. I want to know you. I want to know you. Make your ways known to me, oh God. I want to know you. I do not just want you to perform signs and wonders to me, but I want to know you. I want to know you more intimately, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being conformed to him in his death. Hallelujah. I want to know Christ. Yadoboseteriako. I want to know you, Lord. You made known your ways to Moses. Make known your ways to me, that I may know you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make known your ways to the leaderships. Make known your ways to your sons and daughters. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. We pray for the family of Queen Elizabeth. Father God, the world looks at her one way, but the family have lost a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, an aunt, a relative. Lord, the way the world looks at her is different for how the family has an intimate relationship with her. So, Father, I ask you, Lord, to comfort her children, comfort her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, their families, oh God. Holy Spirit, comfort them in their hour of mourning, oh God. And I pray for King Charles, oh God. I pray that the Holy Spirit will be with him, lead him and guide him as he takes on the leadership as the mantle has been passed to him. I pray, Father God, that his example will be Christ. Oh, Father God, that he will go deeper in his relationship with Jesus Christ. I pray for the peace to come over the whole family, oh God. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Give them beautiful ashes. Give them time of praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus instead of the spirit of evidence. And so, Father, we thank you for the 70 years that Queen Elizabeth lived. We thank you for her contribution to the world. Oh, Father God, we thank you. She was a gift. And whatever she left, legacy, her legacy will live. But, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. And we bless you. We pray for the people of the United Kingdom, oh God. We ask you to bless the leadership, the new prime minister, the whole leadership, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up the President of the United States. We lift up his wife and family in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be with them, guide them, and protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name, there is nothing too hard for you to do. Let your perfect will be done in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, O God. I decree, declare, and prophesy, O God, let the Holy Ghost of truth be with them, guiding them and protecting them, O God. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we come against deception. We come against lies. You are the Spirit of truth. So, Spirit of Truth, hover over every part of the United States government. Let the holy light of God begin to shine in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I bless you. One here this morning and the families, each member, each one that is here, everyone that is here, bless them, touch them, give them the desires of their hearts according to your will, plan, and purpose. Father God, teach them how to, teach us how to love as you love. Teach us how to forgive as you've forgiven us, oh God. in the name of Jesus. And our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up this magazine, the I Am magazine, oh God. The full edition that I have right here in my hands, oh God. Father God, we lift it up to you, oh God. It is yours, oh God. It is not for us. It is not for the ministry. It's not for us personally. It's not for me. It's not for my husband. It is for you, God, unto your glory and honor, oh God. So, Father God, I ask you again, every word that is in this magazine, let it be anointed again, and every time a reader read it, the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost will open their eyes and they will have clearer vision and understanding. And we thank you for the impartation. Some people receive a magazine and they receive the Holy Spirit. Some people receive magazines and they receive salvation just by reading, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. You did this. You organized this. I didn't know nothing about doing a magazine, but it's you who worked through me, oh God. So, Father, we dedicate this magazine back to you, our ninth magazine for 2 years, oh God. You carried it through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that the magazine go from north, south, east, west, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that when these magazines touch, when readers read it, oh God, we pray for transformation. We pray for understanding and revelation. We pray that things will happen, even the prayers of fruitfulness, the prayers that we put in this, the prayers of increase, the prayers of multiplication, the prayers of fruitfulness. Oh God, as they pray these prayers, that, Lord, according to your will, plan, and purpose, Lord, they will see, hallelujah, that the prayers are answered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Spirit of the living God, we lift it up to you. It is for your glory and honor, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful, blessed day in Christ Jesus. Get to know him more and more and more. Lord, I want to know you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
My hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Sing it, y'all.
Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody lift your hands right here. Everybody, come on and concert and say it.
My hallelujah belongs.